Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So why don't we do it here? We'll get to our golf bets here, and then we'll get to the rest of the bets for the show. So go ahead, let's step up to the tee box.
From the comfort of their homes, You Better You Bet presents Golf Bets. Now up to the tee box, it's Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and Tyler Morales.
So let me ask you something. I got a text from my uncle here who lives in Oklahoma. He goes, what a bleep show. Call, don't text. I write back, is everyone okay? I'm on air. He wrote, all good. I wrote, so is everyone okay? And he wrote, yeah, I want to talk about the Super Bowl.
Ugh.
Like, I'm thinking like someone died.
Yeah.
Call, don't text. Don't text.
Be like, who's in the hospital? Be like, is Joe Burrow going to be in the hospital when the Rams pass rush gets to him?
Right. Like, God bless him. But I mean, that's like, that really just like messed with my head for a little bit there.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Golf bets here for the Pebble Beach
that's,
program.
That's tough.
I mean, it is.
It feels like, right? You get a lot of sports advice from family coming in. I get a little bit of that. You get a lot more than I do.
Well, I've got a lot of sports fans in my family, and
which is nice in some ways. Yeah,
it's not. I don't want to talk sports with them. I don't talk sports with anyone unless I'm getting paid.
Right. I thought you were going to say I don't want to talk sports with anybody but you, but it's actually anybody unless I'm getting paid.
Well, I get paid to talk sports with you.
Right. So, right. Yeah. So in that case, we're besties. Hi, buddy.
Yeah. As long as the checks keep coming right in for both of us. All right, Tyler. I also like to talk sports with Tyler because we get paid when we do. Tyler, first up in the tee box. Tyler, your bets, please, for the Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
I have a few here. So my first one is, I'll just talk about the top of the guys and I'll write off the long shots. Justin Rose, when you know it's a bad field when he's 25-1, so I got him at 25-1.
What would Seal say about that bet?
A kiss from a rose. And I don't know.
How would he say it, though?
Kiss from a rose and whatever he says after that. I forget what he says after that.
That was weak.
It was Tyler. Was really you, weak, and Tyler. Tyler, you like Seal, too.
I know. But you call me off guard. I'm sorry. Yeah.
There is so much a man could tell you, so much he can say.
Stepping up to the green and put it in for the win, baby.
Birdie.
Justin Rose, 25-1.
I can tell you that I bet Justin Rose, Pebble Beach. Ooh, I made some other bets, but Rose is the one I want. Yeah, now that Justin Rose is in bloom, the light hits the gloom on the gray.
I get put on the spots and I forget the lyrics. That's my fault.
That's a tough one. I mean, like, it's like that. The chorus is a little tough unless you know.
No, it's not. We've done this bit on the show before.
I know. I'm trying to give him a little bit of an out. I mean, it's not like, if you listen to the song the first time, you're not going to be able to get what he's saying. Everybody thinks he says on the grave. That's like everybody thinks he says.
But it's gray.
Yeah. Correct.
And Mike Brown, you are right. That was the theme of Batman Forever.
Yeah, Batman Forever. Classic.
As it turned out, it was not forever.
Riddle me this.
I tell you, the new Batman movie looks awesome, by the way.
I just got like Batman fatigue a little bit.
I didn't watch any of the Affleck ones. So like, this is like, I haven't seen one since the last
one. I watched one of them. One of the, like the, whatever those were. It was like 2 hours and 40 minutes long. Whatever, like the first Batman vs. Superman. Tough.
This movie legitimately looks awesome, though. This new one with the Riddler is like serial killer.
It's like 3 hours long, and I'm like, yeah, really, we got to into the mythology. Like, yeah, I got
the
it.
The only
like,
thing I'm spending 3 hours parents, doing is something I'm betting on. I can't right. bet on Batman.
The movie can't be longer than like a college football game on a Saturday. Like that's tough.
You know, it would be a better theme song for the new Batman movie than "Kiss from a Rose on a Grave." Dun da da dun da 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 dun da 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 dun dun.
Bat man.
All right, so to "Kiss from a Rose on a Grave" is Tyler's first outright. Tyler, what else you got?
Kristen Bazayan, who I had to practice that name a couple times.
Yeah, no songs for him. We don't have
we have nothing for him. His approach numbers from 75 to 100, 125 are the best than anyone on the field in the past 36 rounds. His driver stinks, but that really won't matter here. Fairways are huge, so it won't matter. Ken's favorite golfer, Tom Hoagie, I have 66-1. Delicious. I have Russell. Oh, love Hoagies. Russell Knox, 80-1, kind of out of the Luke List mold. He can't putt, but he finished top 15 2019, 2018 here, and he's very good in the wind, which we might see. Old pal Cameron Champ, he destroys short courses. If last round he shot a +6 on the opening hole in 4 rounds, so it skewed his number completely. So if he just hit pars on those 4 rounds, he finishes top 15. So I feel like 81 is a good number there. Charlie Hoffman, our guy, is back. He finished here 7th last year, and this kind of started his extremely hot run of top 20s last year. I like him 80-1. This is an ugly one. Patrick Rogers, 100-1. He's the number one POA putter in the field. He scores really well.
You bet
well.
Him all the time.
I know.
You bet him like every week. It's amazing for a guy like a journeyman mid-tier golfer.
Yeah.
Do you think after he wins, he would take a visit to your neighborhood?
Tyler doesn't get it. Won't you continue giving out bets?
but that's it. If he wins, I'll go to any neighborhood Patrick Rogers lives in. So if he wins, I'll get him 100-1.
So Tyler, you'd go to Mr. Rogers' neighborhood?
You'd go there?
If he wins, I'll walk to Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
You would be his neighbor?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you?
The best part about this is I promise to all of our audience, Tyler has no idea what the joke is here. It's just right. None.
Tyler, what kind of day is it in the neighborhood?
It's a wonderful day.
Close.
Oh, that's pretty close.
Beautiful day, right?
I was hoping you'd just be like, I don't know, it's cloudy. Beautiful day is correct. Right? There's a chance of rain.
It's woeful.
It's a woeful day in the neighborhood.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Those are my golf bets. Justin Rose, Christian Bezatenhout, Tom Hoagie, Russell Knox, my guy Charlie Hoffman, Cameron Champ, and Patrick Rogers.
All right, I'm going to go next here just to give Ken the chance to like really detail his guys here. Listen, Jordan Spieth is playing in the tournament, so I'm going to bet Jordan Spieth. And he's actually had success at this tournament, won it a couple of years ago. So sure. Spieth at 18-1. Satoshi Kodaira, 150-1. Duh. Love me some Kodaira. Justin Rose, of course, because he's kissed from the rose on a grave, 22-1. And Mito Pereira at 50-1, who's come really close to winning some of these tournaments. I think this is Mito's time to shine. Mito Pereira, 50-1 to complete my golf card this weekend, Ken, at the Pebble Beach.
I feel like there was a...
I got called it like the Pebble Beach. The beach. At Pebble Beach.
What about Minwoo Lee? 75-1.
He's Australian.
All right, I feel like I should just give my bets out now instead of taking this further. Yeah. That's okay.
I did research on
maybe
this.
Maybe I'll bet Minwoo Lee. I clearly am very prepared. Unlike
you
me,
know
I
what? I'm in on Minwoo Lee at 80-1.
Right. Yeah. I mean, how could you not be? You bet Colin Morikawa. What are we? Minwoo Lee. Anyway, just wanted to bring that up. Terrible set of golfers for me. I just, like, if you just can't lay can win, he's incredibly short priced. He's awesome, but he's like, I can't get to the price. And then everyone after him, I want no part of whatsoever for the next like 10 names. Like Fitzpatrick, never. Mackenzie Hughes, never. Rose, like, plays the course really well, whatever. He's like 25-1. Like, when was the last time Justin Rose was this short priced? I just can't bet him at the number. Every single person on earth is betting Maverick McNealy, who's basically never won an event before. That should probably go really well. Jason Day, who played really well last week. Spieth, I guess, kind of makes sense, but it's tough again at the number, just his form.
Be a man. Do that. It.
And then, like, Seamus Power and Cameron Tringali are your second and third guys. Like, I like Seamus Power is really good too, but man, like, that leaves it, I think, pretty wide open. We'll start with four long shots, honestly, like 50-1 or higher on everybody. Lanto Griffin, I think his best price on him is 50 in a bunch of places. This always makes me think of The Family Guy, where Peter went back to high school and changed his name so Meg wouldn't find out, to Lando Griffin. It's like every single time I see this guy's name's Lanto Griffin. Matthew Neesmith, who's like 100 basically in a bunch of places. I'm trying to see what like the consensus price on him is that I can find. Yeah,
he's James' like great grandson.
Need him to invent a win at the Pebble Beach.
He's going to be hitting Pebble them into peach buckets.
Yeah, taking a trip to Sandwich Town. Tom Hoagie, who's actually has like a lot of really good results the last 6 to 9 months. And then Sahith Theegala, and actually has some pretty good results recently too. So those four guys. And then the last note I would just say is, I'll be really curious. Like, so Daniel Berger is the defending champion of the event. He's being head-to-head against Patrick Cantlay. J-Maz talked about this yesterday. And if you watched any of the feeds last week, Daniel Berger is hurt. So like, how injured is he? And does it materialize in his performance this week is like a burning question that's like looming over this tournament, because Berger's like this, like in the field, and he's like priced really short, and he's matched up with Patrick Cantlay, who's like only like minus 180 against him. Cantlay's the best golfer in the world right now. Him and Rahm basically have identical statistics. So I think I might just like fade Berger. And yeah, if he plays awesome and he likes the course, great. But I don't know, like, just every single shot he looked injured. People who were at the tournament said he was like bending over weird to read putts too. Just like, really? There's just nothing there? He's okay. I don't know. I'm going to be against burger and a bunch of stuff.
So you're in on hoagie and you're out on burger.
Correct. Yeah. Making very, 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 very specific food decisions in this tournament.
How hurt is he? By the way, sounds like a terrible like new game show coming to ABC this fall. Executive produced by LeBron James.
Right. John Cena hosts. How hurt is he?
How hurt is he? And it's like Jimmy Garoppolo after the Cowboys game. You just have to guess. How hurt is he?
Apparently he's pretty hurt. I don't
know. Or like Russell Westbrook, Quinton Mayo. How hurt is he? Well, torn quad would be the answer. Quinton would have won
from the team that
then.
Brought you Wipeout.
Do people watch any of these shows?
What's the golf one? What's it called?
Burger withdrew 7 minutes
ago. No. Well, I can't fade him anymore. Well, how hurt is he? He was really hurt.
Hurt enough to withdraw.
Now we have the answer.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question from Dumb and Dumber, Ken. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's great. How's your burger?
Jeff Daniels just like, right, hop, hop, hop. How's your burger?
On the other side, all our bets for tonight. I promise.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.